And it is Memorial Day, and I am so glad you are with us. You know, I don't know what you guys did over the weekend. I know in a few hours I'm going to be cooking out. I'm going to have some family and stuff over. But I hope you guys, you know, you've all had a great weekend. You know, whatever you've been doing, you know, getting together with friends. You know, maybe you've been doing some activities with your family that got you away from technology. That's a good thing. Stacy and I, we went to the Indianapolis 500 with some really dear friends we've gone with for years. You know, usually the race is over. You know, we're usually home by about, I don't know, probably about 5:30. You know, this year there was like it was a 4-hour delay. And that was not a whole lot of fun. We spent a lot of time. We were sitting in the vehicle, you know, as they cleared the grandstands out because of the lightning. And it made for a really long day. But, you know, in the end, it was an amazing race, probably one of the best races of all times. You know, there was some incredible driving, and thank God nobody was injured. You know, one of the things that I love about the 500 is that they really put a huge emphasis on patriotism. And as many of you know, I'm a patriot. I love our country, and I'm so thankful for the men and women who have served. But, you know, between having all the branches of the U.S. military represented to the, you know, the patriotic songs, It moves my soul every single time I go to this race, and it helps me and the others appreciate this gift that we've all been given, you know, in our freedoms. You know, when I was a kid, I used to watch the 500 on television, and some of my favorite drivers, I even had a credit card with this guy's picture on it back in the day, Mario Andretti. I loved watching him race. Al Unser, you know, then his son Al Unser Jr. came on the scene. Tom Sneva, Rick Mears, you know, another four-time winner. A.J. Foyt, another one. And this is really cool. About 10 years ago, I was able to be in the garage area, and I was in one of A.J. Foyt's driver's stalls. And I was blown away when A.J., he just comes up and starts talking to me out of the blue, and he's telling me about his flight up. And how his knee had been bothering him. I mean, this was one of my, you know, my childhood heroes. So how cool was that? I mean, that was really amazing to be able to sit there. And he didn't know me from Adam, but he was so down to earth. Kind of not the picture of AJ maybe you get when you watch the races and stuff of this tough Texan, but he was just genuine. I loved it. And the man who I was with that day that got me into all these places was a guy named Derek Daly. Many of you remember him. He was a former Indianapolis driver and a Formula One driver who just happened to be a good friend of mine. And so I was able to hang out with him, you know, all day as we went from stall to stall. And the really cool thing is I got to meet a lot of the other drivers. You know, some of the ones that I looked up to, I was right there in the garage with them listening to their conversations. And Helio Castroneves, Tony Kanaan, I think that day Dario Franchitti was there. And what's cool was, you know, it's Derek's son. If you watch the 500, Connor Daly drove in yesterday's race. And I forget how many races he's been in now, but it's quite a few. And he ended up getting a top 10 finish. He led a lot of the laps yesterday. And it was really good to see him finish strong. And if you remember, Derek and his son Christian went with me to Alaska a number of years ago. I know I talk about that in my game dinners with some of the footage I have of us in Alaska. But I believe I talked about it on one of my earlier podcasts. But we'll get Derek on the show sometime. He's got an amazing story. You know, it's kind of funny. I had a logging crew in Alaska. I did missions trips, and I would take guys with me, and he and Christian had gone with me. And he was driving this pickup truck. As we would cut wood and load up the back, we had to go up this narrow dirt road, this curvy road, to get it back where we needed to get the wood delivered. Big mistake having him drive. We were hanging on for a life the whole time, but what an amazing driver. But the other thing, you know, when I was a kid, was this weekend was one where the school year was about to be over. We were usually done around, you know, maybe it was June 3rd or something. Now they're done like the 25th of May or whatever. But my friend and I would get busy, and we'd be building forts, you know, in the woods. You know, we'd be shooting our BB guns. And I can remember gathering pine cones to use as grenades as we pretend we were in the Army. And the only special forces that we knew of at that time that were popular were the Green Berets. And those guys became our heroes. And I can remember seeing a return, what was it? It was the Ed Sullivan Show. I think it was a rerun, where there was a video of a Green Beret dressed in his uniform while performing that Green Beret song. Many of you can remember that song. And, you know, when I went back and I was looking at it again just a little bit ago, and he looked, this guy, this Green Beret, looked like a superhero. You know, he's standing there, his jaws chiseled, you know, he's got his stripes on his arms, he's got his metal wings on his chest, and he's got this really steely, determined look in his eyes. And I remember seeing that the very first time and thinking, man, I want to be like this guy. And so as I was getting this podcast ready this morning when I get up, I pulled a video of that song up, and you can see it on YouTube, and it was the Ed Sullivan Show, and it just took me back to when I was a kid. You know, my question, you know, when I was a kid was, could I ever be a man like that? You know, a man who passes the test when difficult things are thrown at him. You know, would I one day be able to, you know, be as brave and as courageous as this guy? And so after watching the video, I pulled up the lyric to that song. And I know many of you aren't going to have the time to go and pull the video up, but I want to read those lyrics to you. And I want you to just take this Memorial Day, and I want you to let them sink in. Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Berets. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her his last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret. I couldn't record a video for the podcast today, honestly, because I couldn't make it through it with those words without breaking down. I tried. You know why? Because I've seen that patriotic spirit, that flame for freedom, you know, begin to dim in my lifetime. And it breaks my heart. You know, what has happened to our country? What has happened to the hearts and souls of Americans? We have lost our way, and that flame will be extinguished if we don't start living out of our convictions and be willing to stand up for what we know is right. This past Friday, I was on the phone with my buddy Roger Medley, who you've heard him on here. I think 3 different times we've had him on the podcast just recently. And you guys know he was former Air Force guy, did a lot of flying around with special ops. He served in several combat zones, as we talked about. I think it was Desert Storm and Desert Shield. You know, he's a patriot. And he made a post last week before the weekend got here, reminding people that Memorial Day isn't about thanking those that we know who served in the U.S. military, but about remembering those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, laying down their own lives for freedom. You know, he's told me just limited pieces of his experiences fighting overseas and about the brothers that he lost in combat. And those were really difficult conversations. And, you know, we'd be on the mountainside, and it was really not because he brought it up. It's because I would ask questions, because it's not an easy thing to talk about. And he'll tell you that. But I think it's important that we know the stories, because it helps us understand the sacrifices. And this is a really hard time of the year for Roger. And those who have served and lost brothers know what he was experiencing. You know, he said that feeling, it never goes away. You know, as we talked, there came a point where he went silent. And I knew he was struggling. And all I could say in that moment was, I said, it's okay. I said, take your time. It's okay. I can't imagine the loss that he was feeling and that he feels every time, this time of year. I love you, brother. When Roger asked me what I was going to be doing for this Memorial Day podcast, you know, I told him, I said, you know, I've been struggling with content. I really didn't, you know, want to make it about those who'd fallen in battle because of me not having been a service member. I was finding it difficult because I can't speak about something that I haven't experienced. And that was kind of my mindset. And I told Roger, and he was quick to remind me. He said, Brent, he says, he said, you know, that I have served alongside those in battle, talking about me now. He says, you know, you've served in battle with all those guys all these years in doing men's ministry. You know, you are the tip of the spear in that way. And he said, you know, you've counseled and prayed alongside so many former service members who've seen battle, who've lost friends in battle. You know, some of these men have been through the pain of divorce, and they still struggle with health issues, you know, from foreign wars. You know, some are addicted, you know, to all kinds, you know, alcohol, porn, drugs, whatever. And he reminds me that I've been able to help them, you know, even through things like PTSD. And he said, you have a place in the battle because you've been there with these guys, and we need that. Thanks, Roger, for encouraging me to create today's podcast, because I really didn't know what I was going to do with it, and I appreciate that very much. You know, I speak of our fallen with the utmost respect and humility. In last week's podcast, I had Randy Phillips on. He was the former president of Promise Keepers, and in one of the segments, he talked about acquaintances, friends, family, and brothers. He said, there are some who, when we pass, you know, they'll post on social media a heart emoji or a caring emoji, maybe a crying emoji. You know, some will send condolences. You know, some will spend the money, send flowers. And then there are some who will travel no matter how far to be there to attend our funeral. And then a select few will carry us out of the funeral home. Those are our brothers. Those are the ones who've been walking with us and carrying us for years. So to my band of brothers, you know who you are, and I would be honored to do the same for you if I should still be on this earth. I'm reminded of that quote from Gladiator that says, what we do in this life echoes in the halls of eternity. Over the past 40 years, I've been in ministry with a lot of guys, whether it be in music, you know, speaking, adventure, writing, whatever, and we've put on a lot of miles. We've had a lot of laughs. And honestly, in some of those moments, we've shed a lot of tears. And when you put your heart and soul into what God has called you to do, you will feel it, all of it. And when one of those brothers passes, you will never stop feeling it. So today I want to dedicate this week's podcast to my brothers who have passed on from this world to the next and finished with strength and honor. You finished well. And your names have not been forgotten, nor will they ever be, nor your impact on my life and the impact of so many others. Strength and honor, we few, we happy few, we band of brothers. Today's podcast is shorter, but I just want to end it with this: to give thanks and gratitude and to honor their ultimate sacrifice. You will never be forgotten.